This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up? Happy Monday, everyone. I hope everyone's week is off to a great start and that you're feeling well rested on this Monday, whenever you may be listening to this podcast. And I say, I hope you're feeling well rested because that's kind of the topic that I want to talk about on this episode of Mindset Monday. I want to talk about the importance of prioritizing sleep and making sure that your body and your mind gets the rest and the recuperation that it needs to perform at a high level. And so I want to talk about how you can intentionally set yourself up in the evenings to get a great night's sleep. And so we're going to talk about the importance of an evening routine. And if you've been a listener of the podcast, you know that I love to talk about morning routines. I've done a Mindset Monday episode about the importance of having a good morning routine. I've talked about my morning routine in detail. And it's also something I ask every single guest that comes on the Path to Freedom podcast, whether or not they have a morning routine. And if so, what that looks like for them. And I've made it clear, in my opinion, that it's not so much what the routine is that's important. It's more that you have some sort of a morning routine, something that works for you, something that puts you in a position each morning so that you've primed yourself for a successful day. And it's been very interesting for me to get some insight into what works for other people. There's definitely a theme that I've picked up on through these conversations, and that is that most successful people do have some sort of a morning routine, but what that routine entails varies depending on the person. But what I haven't talked about on the podcast is an evening routine. And that's what I want to talk about today, is the importance of having an evening routine. And in particular, I want to talk about the correlation between a good evening routine and getting good restorative sleep at night. And if there's one thing I've really started to understand over probably the last 6 months or so, it's the importance of getting a good night's sleep so that my mind and my body are restored and ready to perform at a high level. And what I've learned is it's much more than just getting a certain number of hours of sleep. It's about getting good quality sleep. So I've started tracking my sleep about 6 months ago, and I can absolutely see a strong correlation between the amount of quality sleep that I'm getting and how I feel the next day and how I perform. So what can we do to position ourselves to get a better night's sleep and thus perform at a higher level day in and day out? That's exactly what I want to talk about in this episode. And I want to talk about the importance of a good evening routine because I think that's critical to getting good quality sleep on a regular, consistent basis. You know, for me, I'm not great at an evening routine. I've talked about my morning routine and again, certainly not perfect with that, but I'm definitely not as consistent with an evening routine. So this is not me preaching to anyone here. This is me giving advice that I know I need to take and implement in my own life as well. So these are all things that I'm going to be working to put into practice for myself on a daily basis. Because for me, you know, typically, especially historically, I've tended to just kind of wing it when it comes to any sort of an evening routine, and the quality of sleep that I've been getting has suffered as a result. But when I am intentional about setting myself up to get better sleep at night, I can definitely feel the effects the next day. I feel more rested. I feel sharper. I have more energy and I'm ready to take on the day. So that's why I think it's so important that we actually think about this and are intentional about trying to set ourselves up to get better quality sleep every single night. So, you know, what is an evening routine? I think it's an invaluable element for a happy life. Whether you're a night owl or an early bird, you can set up an evening routine that works for you. And it's really just implementing a simple set of practices and guidelines for your evenings to help you fall asleep more easily and enter into the vital deep sleep phases that you need to really restore your mind and body overnight. Getting high quality sleep is a vital part of maintaining a healthy mind, body, and emotional balance. So starting with a simple evening routine, I think is a ticket to the sleep that you need to live really the life that you're trying to live. So let's talk a little more about why sleep's so important. And I'm going to get a little bit into the science of it, but I think it helps put in perspective why it's important that you prioritize your sleep. So if you're like me and you struggle to fall asleep at night, or if you stay asleep or you wake up after a full night's sleep feeling tired, you're likely not getting not only the amount, but also the quality of sleep that you need. So the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention suggests that adults 18 and over should be getting at least 7 hours of sleep per night. But again, what I've learned through tracking my own sleep is that it's less about the amount of sleep that you're getting and more about the quality of the sleep. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But the benefits of getting enough sleep are twofold. One, it prevents disease and helps your body restore its cells and tissues. And this hinges on our ability to get enough what's called non-REM, R-E-M, sleep, where our body and brain waves slow down. So giving yourself the gift of sleep through an evening routine is an incredible benefit to longevity and health. So long-term benefits of getting good quality sleep is it prevents disease and helps our bodies restore. Short-term benefits are that you wake up feeling more rested, you have more energy, you're sharp, you're ready to crush the day. So what are some of the dangers of not sleeping, right? Failing to get enough quality sleep can make us more at risk for developing health issues and experiencing negative mood states. So this even has an impact on our emotional health on a day-to-day basis. Researchers have explored numerous different effects of lack of sleep on the body. Short-term effects include the ones that, you know, sound like a no-brainer: drowsiness, sleepiness, irritability, difficulty paying attention, memory loss, these sort of things. The U.S. National Institute of Child Health and Human Development provided a summary of a recent research on sleep that reports that lack of sleep has major repercussions for how the body functions. Poor sleep puts individuals at a higher risk for diabetes and obesity, and it can aggravate existing disorders as well, like increasing the amount of pain in an arthritis patient and blood pressure levels in individuals with hypertension. So if you have pre-existing conditions, not getting enough sleep is only going to heighten the effects of these pre-existing conditions. So, you know, whether it's 7 hours of quality sleep or whatever you kind of figure out the right number for you is, why is it so important to get enough sleep? Sleep not only makes us more resistant to disease, as we've talked about, but it also provides the body the opportunity to properly recuperate within the two main phases of sleep. So these phases of sleep occur at approximately 90-minute intervals, meaning the more sleep you get, the more chance your body has to move through the multiple sleep cycles. And again, this is kind of the science of it, but this is, I think, important to understand, especially if you do start tracking your sleep or if you're already tracking your sleep, because it helps you kind of understand how your body best functions in terms of how much sleep you need to get to hit these different phases of your sleep cycles. So the two stages of sleep, REM, R-E-M, which stands for rapid eye movement, and then again, what's called non-REM sleep, have two different roles within the body. My guess is most of you have heard of REM sleep. That's kind of when we tend to have the most vivid dreams. And of the two phases of sleep, though, non-REM is actually more important for long-term health, right? So as I've kind of better understood this, that was a surprise to me. I'd always heard the importance of getting good quality REM sleep. And it is important, but it's actually the non-REM phases that are of more importance for your long-term health. And this occurs in four stages. The fourth stage is called deep sleep, and it's the one that carries the most benefits for the body and cells to recuperate. So your deep sleep is very important. That's something that I track and, you know, have certain goals for how much deep sleep I'm trying to get each night. So some of the benefits that come with getting enough deep sleep include increased glucose metabolism in the brain, supporting memory and learning, proper hormone production, improved blood supply to muscles, and strengthening of the immune system, tissues, and bones. Right? All pretty important things. It's important to get quality deep sleep. The tricky part with that, though, is that deep sleep stages only last for 5 to 15% of the total time that we're asleep. So sleeping 7 hours a night, say, that means an individual may only get anywhere from 21 to 63 minutes of this restorative sleep phase. So for me, I've kind of learned that my goal is to get at least an hour's worth of deep sleep in the evening. So therefore, finding a way to get to sleep quickly and deeply, and this is where the evening routine comes into play, can be a great method to make it easier for your body to enter into the deep sleep stage to receive the full benefits of a good night's sleep. So again, I want to circle this back to creating an evening routine because again, just like with a morning routine, if we're intentional about the steps that we go through every morning to prime ourselves for a productive day, we can do the same thing in the evenings to prime ourselves for a good night's sleep so that we wake up feeling restored and energized and ready to take on the day. So, you know, the first step, I think, in creating an evening routine, and this is all coming from research that I've done when it comes to the importance of sleep and how to get better sleep. First is tuning in with your circadian rhythms. So to me, that's a natural place to begin when creating an evening routine is, you know, what is your body's circadian rhythm? This is the body's internal clock that regulates sleep, alertness, hormone production, body temperature, and even organ function. And this is where, just like a morning routine, I think an evening routine really needs to be customized to the individual because everyone's circadian rhythms are going to be a little bit different depending on your body's makeup and even the environment that you're in. So it's kind of the real life reason why some folks are night owls and others are early birds. You know, for myself, I'm very much a night owl. My wife, early bird, right? 8:30 at night, she's ready to hit the sack. So overall, keeping in sync with your body's rhythms of sleeping and waking provides a very good starting place for developing an evening routine that's going to work best for you. A simple way to start is just by paying attention to your feelings of drowsiness after the sun sets. At this time of day, the light hits the neurons in our eyes differently and causes neurons in the brain to respond accordingly, which researchers believe causes our body to begin to wind down for the day. So just pay attention to how you're feeling, you know, especially once the sun sets and kind of, you know, just go with your body's instinct, right? If you start getting really tired as soon as it gets dark, that's a good indication that your circadian rhythms are indicating that you should go ahead and start, you know, winding down and trying to get to bed. So keep track of your natural, you know, what I will call drowsy time as an indicator of when it's best to shut down. you know, maybe close the laptop, turn off the TV, and just, you know, begin to wind down for bed. And we'll talk more about the importance of lighting as you wind down for bed here in just a minute. But, you know, ultimately, it's about a bedtime routine that works for your life and your body. It's natural wind down time, I think, is an indicator of when to kick off your bedtime routine. And again, this is going to be different for everyone. But, you know, a second thing to consider when developing an evening routine is try to be consistent with your bedtimes and your waking up times. This is one that I for sure struggle with. But, you know, once you kind of understand what your wind down time is, I think the next step is to set a consistent bedtime. Actually, experts at the American Heart Association report that adults who set a consistent bedtime sleep better. It'll help you set a schedule for your evening and for your family or any other obligations that you may have so that you can be consistent with it. But again, this all ties into your circadian rhythms. Once your body kind of gets into a routine, it's easier for it to fall asleep and then also wake up at a certain time the next day. So I think that consistent sleep and wake times will help your body learn how to approach sleep so that it enters the deep sleep states faster. I mentioned lighting before. So this is an important one. You've probably heard that, you know, blue light is not ideal before bed. So do whatever you can to remove artificial lighting before bedtime. Our brains fall asleep more easily when they produce more melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone whose levels increase in the body when it is time to head to sleep. So it rises when light exposure lessens in our environment. The more melatonin produced, the easier it is to fall asleep and reach deep sleep quicker. So important to understand that artificial lights like bedroom lamps, computer screens, phones, TVs, they suppress melatonin levels in the blood. And researchers have discovered that exposure to light before bedtime shortens melatonin production by about 90 minutes. That's 90 minutes of deep, restful sleep that you could be getting back. So, and this is one that's easier said than done, I know for me at least, but consider switching LED light bulbs in the bedroom for non-LED lights at a minimum, or changing to candlelight at the later part of the evening. I don't know how practical that is, but I mean, most phones and computers these days even have like a nighttime setting where you can, you know, go from more of a blue light screen to a, you know, non-LED lit screen. I think that's an easy hack, and you can usually set a timer for what time you want the screen to change. So cutting out screen time, though, for at least an hour before bed is recommended. So in other words, trying not to watch TV, look at your computer or your phone for at least an hour before you go to bed. That's important, but again, probably easier said than done. Some other tips to consider for your evening routine. And again, this just comes from, you know, some research I've been doing and things I'm trying to implement in my own life. So once you've kind of identified a good bedtime and done some of the things like removing artificial light, here's a couple of other pointers that I've picked up on. And as I've been tracking my own sleep, I've definitely seen a correlation of how these things, if you avoid them or put them into practice, can help with a better night's sleep. So number one is avoid alcohol after dinner time and caffeine after 2 p.m. As I've been tracking my sleep, I've definitely seen a strong correlation between, you know, nights where I have any alcohol and the quality of the sleep that I'm getting. It seems to really have a big impact on heart rate variability, which the higher your heart rate variability while you're sleeping, the more restorative sleep you're getting. If I have alcohol close to bedtime, then my heart rate variability seems to be much lower. Another tip is keep the bedroom dark, quiet, and cool. So the cooler the temperature while you're sleeping, the better. Your body naturally gets better sleep if it's cooler. And then, you know, again, here's the routine part of this. Stick to a habitual order of tasks before bed. This will kind of trigger your body into the mode it needs to get into to start winding down for sleep. So, you know, my main point here is that it's very beneficial to identify some sort of an evening routine that works for you to help you get better, more consistent, high quality sleep. Your mind and your body will thank you for it by performing better, and not to mention the long-term benefits of disease prevention, you know, ultimately leading to a longer and healthier life. But like the morning routine, I believe that your evening routine needs to be customized to you. There's not a magic formula for what your evening routine should look like, but hopefully some of the tips and tricks I've talked about here today will give you an idea of some things to think about incorporating into your evening routine, or at least give you a place to start. I also believe that the time you go to bed and wake up does not matter so much. Think about what works for you. As I've mentioned, I'm a night owl. I know that I get some of my best work done late at night. And I used to fight this. I used to either try to force myself to go to bed earlier and to wake up earlier, or I would stay up late and then still try to force myself to wake up earlier. And my sleep was sacrificing as a result. But since I've started tracking my sleep, I've gotten a lot more comfortable with having productive nights, kind of following my body's natural circadian rhythm in terms of when I'm ready to start winding down and going to sleep, and then allowing myself to sleep in a little bit longer. So I'm getting the rest I need to perform at a high level the next day. So, you know, set this up in a way that works for you. Just be intentional about it. You know, sleep is something that you need to be paying attention to. And I highly recommend tracking your sleep in some way if you're not already, so that you can have better insight into how much you're sleeping, but also how well you're sleeping. You know, and you'll start to figure out what type of an evening routine makes the most sense for you based on your sleep results. It's kind of like anything, you know, if you're not measuring it, it's probably not going to get done, right? So I think one of the keys to understanding what works for you is figuring out how to track it. So I use the Whoop strap to track my sleep, which I really like, because in addition to telling me how much sleep I got, how much time I spent in REM and deep sleep, it also tracks how much strain I'm putting on my body throughout the day. And it combines that to give me an overall recovery score, which is based on the strain I put on my body throughout the day, as well as the amount and the quality of sleep I get at night. So I've really enjoyed using the Whoop strap since I got it. But, you know, again, Apple Watches, Fitbits, there's the Oura Ring, which I've heard really good things about. There's all types of different devices that you can get to track your sleep. So again, find something that works well for you. I think the most important thing is that you start tracking it in some manner. So that's my thought for this week. Take your sleep and recovery seriously. I think especially with entrepreneurship, it's become almost a badge of honor to say, yeah, I go on next to no sleep. You know, I burn the candle at both ends, but I think it's actually very counterproductive and can have both short-term and long-term repercussions. You know, instead, make your sleep a priority. And just like anything else, schedule it in. Find an evening routine that works for you and puts you in a better position to get great sleep at night. And I think you'll notice a huge difference in a pretty short period of time. But like anything else, you have to make it a priority and you have to be consistent with it. Trust me, I think you'll be glad that you did. I know I've seen a huge impact since I've started tracking my sleep and being more intentional about it. Again, I'm far from perfect when it comes to having an evening consistent routine to help myself get better sleep, but just by starting to track it, the quality of my sleep, I think, has improved pretty dramatically, and I've been able to notice the results. So I hope this gives you something to think about this week. Go get after it, drop in, but make sure you're allowing yourself plenty of time to rest and recover. You'll get better results in all aspects of your life. Thanks so much, everyone. I hope you have an awesome week. Go drop in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number 2, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@pathtofreedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.